Just in time for the holidays, Myers Gambles is pleased to announce the arrival of 60 Lazy Boy recliners in a wide range of styles and fabrics, including leather. Better yet, this entire collection is on sale through the end of the year at an impressive 20 to 25% off. In addition, Gambles has received a large selection of powered recliners, love seats and sofas by Southern Motion and Flex Steel, all up to 25% off. Again, you'll find many styles, colors, and fabrics, something ideally suited to the decor of your home. Quality bedding is back in stock with a large discount on top names like Stearns & Foster and Tempur-Pedic. As for the details in store, here's the perfect opportunity to upgrade your seating and sleeping arrangements and save. At Myers Gambles, your purchase is always backed by their unmatched service after the sale. And you can take advantage of free delivery within a 30-mile radius. Qualified buyers will appreciate the 0% 12-month financing option. Myers Gambles, downtown Lander.
Keeping the community connected through conversation and coffee. This is Coffee Time. Coffee Time is made possible by Palace Pharmacy, the White Buffalo Recovery Program, Flat Stick Bar and Grill, Impact 307, Myers Gambles, Teton Therapy, Lander Ace Hardware, and the Lander Chamber of Commerce. To be a guest or connect with the show, email vince@county10.com. And now, from the KOVE studio, here's Vince Tropea.
Good morning, Lander, Wyoming, Fremont County, and all of our listeners. Thanks for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. It is 9:30 in the AM, which means you are listening to Coffee Time. I'm your host, Vince Tropea. Today we have the president of Lander Presents, as well as board member Fabian Lobera. Jeff Stanberry is the president of Lander Presents. They're here today to fill us in on tonight's premiere of Rangefinder, a documentary that's going to be featuring a Wyoming pro snowboarder, Mark Carter. That's going to be premiering tonight at the Grand Theater at 6 p.m. You don't want to miss that. We're going to have an awesome conversation with them. They're going to fill us in on everything Lander Presents and give us some details about the premiere tonight. We also have Jared and Shireen from the County 10 Morning Show with Jennifer Burrell, the system infection preventionist at Sage West, who demonstrated proper hand washing techniques to Jared and Shireen. You don't want to miss this. I know those two need it. Just in time for flu season, you don't want to miss that. Quick message from one of our sponsors at Palace Pharmacy. Palace Pharmacy is having an anniversary sale to celebrate 1 year in their new location. To celebrate, they're doing 21% off all gift items this week through Friday, December 10th. Listen to Coffee Time and our radio stations for updated info on special gift items at Palace Pharmacy each week until Christmas. We also have a message from Burns Insurance Agency, which is going to be having a Christmas open house. That's going to be next Tuesday, December 14th from 3 to 6 p.m. Burns Insurance Agency is located at 440 Lincoln Street. You can stroll through the festive holiday neighborhoods they've set up of Whoville, Farm and Ranch, City Park, and Mountain Adventure. So they say prepare to be delighted. Join the Burns Insurance team for holiday refreshments and hearty hors d'oeuvres. And once again, that's going to be Tuesday, December 14th from 3 to 6 p.m. A quick weather update for today: mostly cloudy, highs in around 35, wind chills down to 19, and some gusting winds up to 16 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers, around 18 degrees, wind chill down to 4 degrees, northeast winds up to 22 miles per hour, and a chance of precipitation at 30% with new snow accumulation of less than a half an inch possible. We do have an update advisory from the Wyoming Winter Weather Briefing from the National Weather Service in Riverton. So we're going to throw it over to them real quick.
Here's your latest update for the ongoing and upcoming winter storm across the area. Did add one zone to the watches and advisories over here across southern Johnson County, includes KC and I-25. Everything else pretty much the same as what we had yesterday: Casper, Jeffrey City, down toward I-80, Rock Springs, Green River, over toward Kemmerer. You want start and end times? weather.com/RW. Go to our website. A lot of different ones there. So timing out the individual timing here. The snow spread west to east across the southern zones this morning. I already had some snow in Kemmerer as I taped this about 5:30 in the morning. and I-80, pretty much all the areas should be snowing by about 11 o'clock or noon. Heavy snow will be this afternoon through this evening, but there will be some impacts after that as well, since the wind will come up across there, especially east of Rock Springs, so it'll blow and drift that snow around. This will be kind of a powdery snow. Now, Casper and further north, you'll be okay through the morning hours, and I think even through most of the afternoon hours. It's really going to start deteriorating there probably after sunset, but the heaviest snow tonight through about early Friday morning after that start time. So timing out the impact types. Slick snow-covered roads, good chance of this across anywhere it's going to snow with December. Sun angle's really low this time of year, especially at night, so high impact there. Can't predict any road closures, though. That's YDOT's job, not mine. Blowing snow. Further north, not a lot of wind with this, so just a medium there. It is a dry, powdery snow, so there will be some drifting, but not as bad as we've seen with other storms. Good chance of that, though, across Sweetwater County, especially eastern Sweetwater County. As the storm moves out, there will be some winds developing. They'll drift it across I-80, so could be very hazardous driving conditions anytime tonight. And cold temperatures, not the coldest air we see in the world. Lows will be in the teens tonight with a little bit of wind, but this is Wyoming. We've seen a lot colder. I'm just calling that medium, maybe even low if you're really hardy. So some probabilistic stuff. This is about a 90% chance of seeing the snow here. I think at least 2 inches in Rock Springs, Wamsutter, or at least 3 inches around Casper, about an inch in KC. Now, I want you to note one thing. There has been a little bit of a trend here, but the miles still disagreeing. In this area, basically Warland, Thermopolis, over here toward the Wind River Basin, Riverton, Lander. They could get nothing, or if we go to the probable worst case scenario, a small chance of getting more than this here, but it's the 90th percentile, so a pretty good chance this will be the maximum amounts. About 4 inches of Rock Springs, 5 around Wamsutter. Heaviest amounts there staying south of I-80. 6, and maybe even go 7 or 8 inches if you live closer to Casper Mountain. Around the Casper area, maybe up to a foot on the higher elevations. Around 3 inches in KC. Now look here. A couple of miles actually take some moisture from the low and wrap it around here and bring it all the way back even towards, say, Kinnear, Lander, Riverton. Could be 2 inches there. Could be zero. So a lot of uncertainty here, but it does look like a big storm here. Maybe an inch up in this area as well. So our official forecast for what we have, kind of placed in the middle there, you can see inch or two, maybe three around Kenmore, about 3 to 4 along the I-80 corridor, 4 to 6 around Casper, more as you head toward Casper Mountain, obviously, though. Calling for a little bit of snow now, Thermopolis, Riverton, that's where Lander, but should be light amounts there. 2 to 4 around KC, then lighter amounts as you head up toward Buffalo and that vicinity. Here's our resources for weather. There's our website, weather.gov/RIW. You want road conditions, I'll say this again, don't call us for road conditions. Go to these guys right from the source on the web, wildroad.info. You want to call them on the phone, 511 in-state, out-of-state, 1-888-WILD-ROAD. You want to take a look at those road conditions for yourself, just go over our webcams page all over the state, great source there. And I want to add, if you're traveling onto the east, down towards Cheyenne, Douglas, and that area, they look like they're going to get the bulk of the storm, so you may want to hold off on that. And it'll be continuing through Friday there as well. Go to our webpage, local programs, and click on webcams by route. Be safe, everybody. Have a good day.
All right, we are back. Thanks again for the weather update from the National Weather Service in Riverton. We're going to take a quick word from our sponsor, and when we come back, Jeff Stanberry, the president of Lander Presents, along with board member Fabian Lobert, will be right back after a quick word from our sponsor.
Do you have a product or business idea, but you're not sure if it's a viable idea and have questions? That's where we come in. Hi, this is Brian Young with Impact 307 in Fremont County. Our goal is to help potential small businesses in Wyoming get off the ground, which means we're here to help you. It's free and confidential, so let's talk. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. Find out more at impact307.org, click on the locations tab, and you'll find me on the Fremont County page.
Whenever we make choices and decisions, no matter how old or young, those choices and decisions bring about consequences, so we are constantly implementing choices and decisions as our lives unfold. When a situation comes up, we are either saying yes or we are saying no. From that yes or no choice, an action occurs, and the natural laws allows us to experience the consequences of our choices and decision. White Buffalo Youth Prevention encourages you to make positive choices which will lead to positive consequences.
335-3060.
Hi, this is Jeff McMenemy, CEO of Teton Therapy in Lander and Riverton. The holidays are the time of year to celebrate with those you care about. So don't spend your time in pain. Let the expert physical and occupational therapists at Teton Therapy help you live pain-free so you can concentrate on the things that really matter this season. Celebrate. Don't live in pain. Let Teton Therapy show you how. Call us at 857-7074 or find us on the web at TetonTherapyPC.com.
All right, we are back. Thanks again for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. You're listening to Coffee Time. I'm your host, Vince Tropea. We are in studio today with Mr. Jeff Stanberry from Lander Presents. He is the president of Lander Presents. And we also have Fabian Lobera, who is a board member as well. Very instrumental in getting a lot of awesome events that are happening in Lander last summer and coming up. How are we doing this morning, fellas?
Great, Vince.
Good morning, Vince.
Appreciate you guys coming in today. Now, before we talk about why you're here, which is the snowboarding documentary screening happening tonight, can you give us a background about Lander? Because you're the president. I'm assuming you've got all of the info, correct?
Yeah, I think I probably do. We started what was formerly known as Lander Live, a few of us with the former Chamber of Commerce director, and felt like it was a really big success, brought a lot of energy to our community and really kind of created this atmosphere where people were getting out and benefiting businesses.
I still remember that Lucero concert. One of those, that was amazing.
That was the first show that we ever did. We were surprised we were able to get that act.
That was huge.
And it was great. I mean, we had several Grammy-winning artists that would then go on and play Red Rocks. And
Lake Street Dive, I know, was a really big one that's just blowing up right now, it seems like.
Yeah, the Lake Street Dive, the Wood Brothers, and Marcus King. So anyway, the Chamber of Commerce had determined that it wasn't something they could continue. And we decided that we wanted to, you know, a bunch of us who own businesses wanted to try and keep that momentum going and maintain that concert series that we had put together, got together to see what we could do. And we have an awesome board. Fabian's here, Brendan Weaver, co-owner of Maven, Jenna Ackerman, who owns the Middle Fork, MJ Green, and Jago Warren, and Garth Reber.
Yeah, you get all those people together, something good's going to happen.
It is, and they're all, basically, they're all really good at what they do, and everything that they do is this sort of specialized, vital part of the events that we put on. We finally kind of got our stuff together, tried to work out moving the stage from the JC Park to City Park, and then did the best we could to whip up a music series in short order and raise money to pay for it. And I think that, Fabian, I think everybody would agree it was a success. We are able to continue this, and, I think Brendan kind of came up with the idea that we should try and expand what that concert series was beyond just a four-show, three-show concert mm-hmm. series during the summer, and see if we could book some winter events to see if we could create some economic energy during the winter to bring people to Lander, get people out, and that starts tonight with this film.
Just keep that Lander Presents name going year-round. So people are like, what's Lander Presents doing now? And you can have that be a year-round thing.
So tonight we're going to show Rangefinder, and I know we'll talk about that. We have a couple Teton Gravity Research films that we've booked for January 27th. We were lucky enough to hop on their tour schedule, and that'll be at the Grand in January. We're looking at some other things, but first and foremost, I know that the community really is interested in the summer music series. Mm-hmm. Because of how quick everything had to come together to continue the series last summer, we did three shows. This summer, we're going to do four shows.
Move it back to four. And you said you got dates for us, too, already, right?
We do. June 23rd, July 21st, August 4th, and August 18th.
Okay.
So the August 18th show will pair with the Jurassic Classic to see if we can make that help make that bike festival into even greater than what it's already been. The Lander Cycling Club has done such a phenomenal job at basically putting this bike festival on the map, and we wanted to try and pair one of our concerts with it to see if we could just help that grow.
Because the Jurassic Cloud, that's been going on for a while, hasn't it? At least 5 or 6 years now, right?
It has. And what they did is they kind of changed it from a race into a mountain bike festival.
Okay.
And it's really taken on such a great character, and they do such a great job of making all of these out-of-state mountain bikers feel welcome and part of a community. And I think that their attendance has increased steadily over the years.
And if you have an awesome concert to coincide with that, that's all the better. Now, tonight, though, is going to be a documentary screening. This is going to be at the Lander Grand Theater, correct? Could you fill us in a little bit more about that?
Yeah. So essentially, tonight's film is featuring Arbor snowboarder Mark Carter, Arbor snowboarders, really, Mark Carter and Brian Iguchi. Mark Carter is from Ten Sleep, Wyoming. He runs a ranch with his family out in Ten Sleep, but he happens to also be one of the premier professional snowboarders in the world. And he takes up time in Jackson during the wintertime. He's sponsored by Arbor, and then his partner, who is also involved in the film, is Brian Iguchi.
Okay.
Brian Iguchi's a snowboarding legend. He basically put Jackson Hole on the map for snowboarding back in the late 90s. In the 90s, snowboarding really was a bunch of parks. People perceived snowboarding as they want to do half pipes and jumps,
yeah,
contests. And that's really how the professional snowboarding world made their living. And Brian, along with like Craig Kelly, took it to a big mountain sort of way of riding. Riding these huge slopes that really Jackson Hole is famous for. The two of them, Johan Olofsson, really began attracting professional snowboarders out to Jackson Hole. And Mark Carter, I think, is a product of that, along with like Travis Rice and some of these Wyoming riders. So it's sort of their showcase of Wyoming backcountry snowboarding. And it's a great film. The visuals are great. And you really get to see some of the most beautiful parts of Wyoming that oftentimes we don't get to see from the road.
So. Yeah, because they're not those premier touristy destinations. So you've got to seek these locations out, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah, and in the summertime, you're usually carrying a whole lot of bear spray. So
right, right.
It's nice to see, like, up on Togedy Pass where some of these shots are take place. Some of those vistas that they see and those plateaus that go for miles and miles are fantastic to see. So,
and once again, that's going to be tonight at 6 o'clock at the Grand Theater, correct?
That's correct. Tickets are $10. Your ticket includes a raffle ticket, and we are raffling off an Arbor snowboard, a couple Yeti coolers, a pair of Maven binoculars, some Yeti mugs. And I think Gannett Peak Sports donated a spot in their avalanche course as well. So,
oh, wow.
So we've got a lot of great prizes as well to give out tonight. And hopefully that energy will fire up and carry over into January 27th when we show Stoke the Fire and Mountain Revelations from Teton Gravity Research.
Just keep this winter documentary film series going. Fabian, while we got you here, what was your role in all of this?
Oh, just me along with a number of other people. You know, I think for our part, we're just super appreciative of not only the energy that this has generated, but super appreciative for the generosity of a number of businesses that have been involved with this, a number of individuals who have contributed to it, because it's obvious. Obviously that, you know, you need cash to bring some of these acts in.
Yep.
And to create this kind of community event. And
free concerts are expensive.
Free concerts are very expensive, even when a couple thousand people show up, right? So, it's been very cool to be plugged into that and to be a small part of it. So we just look to keep it rolling forward.
Yeah, well, I know the Lander community really appreciates having something to do, these big concerts. Everyone was looking forward to it this summer. I went to every single one of them covering it for County 10, and it
awesome.
Just looked like an amazing time. So we really thank you guys for everything that you're doing. Other than just those documentaries coming up, anything else in the pipeline?
We would like to see if we can put together a spring show. We haven't. We're really trying to just work on the summer series right now,
right,
and get these films going. But we've got a lot of ideas how to expand things. Our goal has always been to, as Fabian talked about, I mean, these things cost money, and we have a lot of generous businesses around town. But our goal in the inception of this idea was always to kind of help, like reach out to local businesses and create momentum around their businesses, along with various nonprofits, like we mentioned with the Lander Cycling Club, to try and see if we could help create some momentum and really bring people to Lander. And then once they're here, make them want to stay.
Totally. I mean, you come here, you're like, especially if you're passing through, imagine if you were passing through on the night of a Lander Presents concert.
Yeah.
You're like, wait, what is happening here? Robert Earl Keen is in this little town with a free show?
Yeah, it's funny because Fabian had a story last summer when we brought Robert Earl Keen. As you may know, Fabian's wife works at Holiday Inn Express. She manages the Holiday Inn Express. Mm-hmm. And one of the individuals who was staying there was on his way to go see Robert Earl Keen in Denver. And they told him, well, he's playing a free show here in City Park. So
when you have those options, what are you going to do? I think you're going to stick with the free show in the little mountain community.
Right. Yeah. And so all of our shows, I mean, they're sort of kind of a self-perpetuating thing in that every show that we try and raise money for and the ticket price tonight is going to go towards trying to book more stuff, more series. And so, you know, while a lot of things are up in the air, like I said, we are firm that we are going to have four shows. I have some offers out. Hopefully we get a couple Grammy winners in again. But essentially it's predicated upon like how much money and time we think we can inject into it. And that all starts with community support. We appreciate the community support so far.
And you can show that support tonight by going to the Grand Theater at 6 o'clock to go see Rangefinder, the documentary about Wyoming snowboarder Mark Carter and Brian Iaguchi. Is that how you say his name?
Brian Iaguchi.
Brian Iaguchi, yep. Yeah. That sounds like an amazing documentary. Jeff, Fabian, thank you guys both for coming in today. We really appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having us, Vince.
All right. When we come back, we're going to be throwing things over to Jared and Shireen, talking with Jennifer Burrell from Sage West after a quick word from our sponsor.
Your health means everything. And if you're a smoker or a former smoker, age 55 or over, it's time for a low-dose CT screening for lung cancer at Sage West Healthcare. A low-dose CT screening for lung cancer helps detect cancer early, before symptoms appear, and when treatment can be most effective. Don't make your health wait. Ask your doctor about a low-dose CT for lung cancer screening at Sage West Healthcare.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
There's no better feeling than grilling out, and there's no better place than Ace to get the best grill for your family, like a Weber gas grill, a Traeger wood pellet grill, or a Big Green Egg charcoal grill. You won't find these premium brands and service at a warehouse store, only at your neighborhood Ace. Around the block, what you need in stock, with people who know their grills.
Get lots of grilling accessories and propane, too, at Lander Ace Hardware, 5th and Main, locally owned and operated.
How time flies. Palace Pharmacy is celebrating 1 year in their new location with great deals on Christmas gift items. Save 21% off all gift items through Friday, December 10th. That's this week. Don't wait. A great selection of gift ideas for men, women, and kids wait for you, and this week, they're all 21% off. Stay tuned for new items each week leading up to Christmas at Palace Pharmacy, 1255 Main Street on the west end of Lander.
All right, we are back. Thanks again for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. You're listening to Coffee Time. I'm your host, Vince Tropea. We just got done chatting with Mr. Jeff Stanberry, the president of Lander Presents, along with Fabian Lobera, also a board member on Lander Presents. They're promoting the documentary Rangefinder that's going to be premiering tonight at the Grand Theater in Lander at 6 p.m. Tickets are $10. They get you a raffle ticket with that purchase price of the ticket as well. They're going to have some concessions for sale. You don't want to miss that. Go check it out. We're going to throw things over to Jared and Shireen from the County 10 Morning Show, who are chatting with Jennifer Burrell from Sage West. She's the system infection preventionist. And Jared and Shireen are going to have a hand-washing competition. So let's see what they have to say.
Jared and Shireen, County 10's morning show and coffee time. And we have Sage West every week. I love it. But we're coming off Sage West's Christmas party, which I had the fortune of being a part of. And it was so much fun. And Jennifer Burrell is with us right now. We're going to talk about some flu prevention. But Jennifer, first off, did you have fun at the Christmas party?
It was wonderful. Thank you so much for being there. It was a great time. I much appreciate you.
Looked adorable. She had the cutest sweater on that I picked out like instantly and said something on the microphone. It was a little gangsta rapper, yeah. But an elf that was wrapping presents.
Adorable. He had little black sunglasses on. I love him. I think he's adorable. Yeah. It's a little pun. You know, yes. You got to love puns.
Exactly.
So. Heard so much about this party. I want the invite next year.
I do too. Hopefully I get invited back. But we're going to talk about flu prevention with Jennifer. This time of year, it is so important. Let's talk.
Yes, it's definitely important. So this week is actually National Influenza Immunization Week. So I just ask if you guys can get out there and get vaccinated. That's going to be one of the best ways that you can help stop the spread of infection. In addition to a couple other things like wearing your mask out in the community and using good hand hygiene practices and, you know, staying home from work if you're feeling ill, those sorts of things.
We were talking about the fact that Jennifer brought in a little box with her, Jared, and I had seen it from a distance, and I was like, Jennifer brought show and tell. I'm so excited. Now, I love talking with Sage West, but not all the time do we get to have a hands-on demonstration.
Yeah, I'm already scared of this box and everything
Jared's
it's
very
going
germy.
To reveal.
Awesome.
So, Jennifer, tell folks at Sage, what do you do exactly at Sage West?
Yeah, so I am the system infection preventionist, and so my job over there is really to make sure that we are keeping patients safe while we have them inpatients, keeping our staff members safe. So I kind of coined myself sort of like the public health of the hospital. So making sure that, you know, environmental services is keeping our environment clean, making sure we're not spreading infections while we have inpatients in. Really about just getting people healthier while we have you there.
So let's talk about the demonstration today. Yeah. What are we going to prove, disprove, or look at or talk about?
Yeah. So this is really for hand hygiene, just to see how well you guys actually complete your hand hygiene practices. So we've got two ways of doing this. And so this is a demonstration that I do with all of our new hires as they come in through orientation. So the first step is going to see how well you do alcohol-based hand sanitizer, the alcohol-based hand rub. So what I have here is a luminescent kind of oil. It looks sort of like a lotion. And I'll put that on your hands. And then you'll just kind of rub that in exactly how you would your alcohol-based hand sanitizer. And then I have a black light here. And then we'll look at your hands. It's kind of CSI style.
I know. Yeah.
And so we'll take a look at your hands and see how well you've done. And then the second step will be for you to go wash your hands with soap and water, and we'll take another look, and then that will also show us how well you did with soap and water.
Yeah, I guess let's get started.
Awesome. Let's do it. Okay. So who wants to, you're going to be my victim?
I can be the victim.
Okay. Jared for
Shireen's
the pink
just dying to see how many germs are on your
well,
hands.
Well, we're both going to go.
Both all right. All right.
It's a competition.
Okay.
Everything with
awesome.
Jared and I is a competition. So
okay.
Whose hands
so,
are cleaner?
I've put a few drops of the lotion here on Jared's hands. Do you want to go next?
Yep.
You want to do now? Okay.
And I'm just rubbing it together
yeah.
like I would hand sanitizer.
Yeah, so do it exactly how you would your alcohol-based hand sanitizer. So it's going to take a few seconds. You know, just like with the alcohol-based hand rub, you want to make sure that you get enough of the product that you can cover all the surfaces of your hands. Mm-hmm. And you want to keep rubbing until it's almost dry.
Sure.
Third till it's dry. It's going to be a little bit more challenging because this is an oil-based substance. So it might be a little bit more challenging. So as soon as you're ready, we'll grab the black light and take a look.
Right. Moment of truth here. I'm afraid of it.
Jeremy, okay. Jared.
So we can see that his hands are glowing.
Is glowing good or glowing bad?
So glowing at this point is good. We want to make sure that your hands are glowing and all of the surfaces are glowing. So that is looking pretty good. Go ahead and flip over. Okay, so we have some areas of opportunity.
Yes, we do.
So we have on the backs of the hands, on Jared's right hand ring finger, we can definitely see a spot that is not glowing.
So I
see
it.
On the back of the finger, yeah, that's the area of opportunity for you. And also the middle finger.
It's also his middle finger.
There.
That's because he uses it so much on me, Jennifer. I'm just kidding.
Oh, man, just wears it all off, right?
You're not supposed to see that. I thought that was only behind your back.
So, go ahead and kind of spread your fingers just a little bit there. We want to make sure that you get in between the fingers as well. So we've got a little area of opportunity here between the pinky finger and the ring finger. You can see that area is not glowing as well. So go ahead and we just want to make sure that all those surfaces are done. So
Wow, it's amazing.
Yeah, so a little bit of area of opportunity there on the left hand as well.
Now, and generally, I rub mine in pretty good, but.
Okay, nice. Okay, so we'll go ahead and take a look here. I'm going to stand up, take a look. I would say you're doing a little better than Jared. I'm not going to lie. It's looking very good right now.
You've been over there rubbing this in for the last 60 seconds, seeing every spot I missed. So I feel like,
the rubbing
feel like
in
you had more of an advantage there.
It doesn't actually clean. It just helps with the black light.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, so that looks really good. Nice work. So if you guys did want to go wash your hands with soap and water or do one at a time, however you want to do that, then we'll take a look at the black light again. And then in this instance, we're going to make sure that your hands aren't glowing, because the areas that are glowing means you didn't wash them.
Okay, got it. All right, let's go.
Yeah.
All right. Doesn't hand washing feel so good, though?
Yes.
It does.
All right.
It's the number one way that we can stop the spread of germs. So please keep washing your hands. I'm glad that it feels wonderful. Yeah.
Definitely. All right. So Shireen and I have both, we think, thoroughly washed our hands, and now we're going to see how good of a job we did.
Now, last time it needed to glow, and this time it's best it not glow.
Yes. So we have a little area of opportunity in the nail beds, and that's going to be an opportunity for everyone. It's something that we don't really think of very often. And we've got some glowing here on your thumb. Can you kind of see that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and also on the back of the hands. So I know that, were your hands really dry when we first put this on?
Yeah, probably.
Dry?
Probably.
Yeah.
Everything's dry right now.
Yeah. So because it is oil-based, it is going to kind of soak in the hands, but you've definitely got an area of opportunity on the thumb there.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit in between the finger. And then, interesting, so you've got a ring on. And so, in healthcare, we generally recommend that nursing staff and anybody that has patient contact not wear rings, because those germs like to harbor in those little areas and things like that. And we don't sit there and scrub our rings.
Yep.
So just something to think about, because we do have a little bit of glowing, especially in those cracks. So just something to think about. Other than that, looking pretty good. Go ahead and flip over. Usually everyone does really great on the palms. That's kind of the easiest place to get. But just making sure that you're getting all of those surfaces. You want to make sure that you're spending at least 20 seconds on the scrubbing part of hands. Or hand washing, the whole process should take anywhere between 40 and 60 seconds, and that includes the time to turn on the water, wait for it to warm up for a couple of seconds, really get that scrubbing action, and then turning off the knobs with the paper towel. So just something else to little
and opening
fun
the door.
Fact.
Oh yeah,
the paper towel.
Yeah. I always worry about that, especially public bathrooms. Like, what am I supposed to touch after I've washed my hands? Am I supposed to grab the door with a towel? What am I doing there?
So same thing with Shireen here. We've got a little bit on the nail bed, so just making sure we hit those once in a while when you're washing your hands. But something that we don't normally think about when we're just washing our hands really quickly.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, getting in those nail beds. Yep.
Neon nail beds.
Go ahead. Flip them.
Name of my new band.
So great job on the palm of your hands. You guys did really great, though, for first timers. Nice work. You guys did good.
Jennifer, that's so cool. It's so neat to see. I love washing my hands. I love, you know, hygiene as far as, you know, even before COVID. And so it's good that it's a really important push now.
Yeah.
I know we're all asking COVID questions, but that's still on the forefront of everybody's minds. Mm-hmm. Are people able to get the flu vaccine while they're getting their COVID shot? Does that interfere with each other? Can you do it all at once?
Yeah, you can actually do it all at once.
Yeah.
But if you did have any questions, I would ask that you refer back to your physicians if you did have any specific questions about that for your own personal, whatever your health history may be, just making sure. But general recommendations are, yeah, you can get the shots at the same time. So.
And do you have a gauge yet on what kind of a flu season it's going to be? Sometimes we're prepared for a really bad one. Sometimes it doesn't seem as bad.
Sure.
Any indication of what we're in store for?
Yeah, so great question. We're definitely seeing more cases than what we saw last year, which is expected, right? So things are more open than they were last year. You know, we're not masking as much in the community. So we are seeing more flu. It is an interesting year, though, epidemiologically, because generally we'll see flu A and then it will go into a flu B kind of through the end of the season. We're actually kind of seeing a reversal this year. So we've kind of seen more flu B and flu than more flu B earlier in the season than we do normally. So we are definitely seeing a flu season this year opposed to last year for sure. So making it even more important to make sure that you're getting immunized and using your good hand hygiene practices, just like we mentioned, and masking and things like that.
Jennifer, you are a wealth of knowledge. Jennifer Burrell, she deals with infectious disease and what's the title?
Infection prevention.
Infection. Yep. That's say that five times fast. And epidemiology.
Yeah.
We talk to Sage West. We get the privilege of talking to them every week, and everybody's title I screw up every week because they're so important and so much more fancy than our titles.
Well, Jennifer, you are very important for Sage West in continuing to make sure that you know, the public is healthy, and that's her main goal. So Jennifer, we'll have you back, and I hope to have you back with more fun hands-on stuff. This was great.
All right, thanks.
All right, we are back again. Thanks for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. You just got done listening to Jared and Shireen's interview with Jennifer Burrell from Sage West. She's the system infection preventionist. She gave some very good hand-washing techniques that I think we can all take to the holiday season. Make sure you're staying healthy and safe going into the holidays. You don't want to be spending them cooped up in your bedroom. Appreciate our other guests today as well. Jeff Stanberry, the president of Lander Presents, and Fabian Lobera, who is a board member on there as well. They're going to be at tonight's premiere of Rangefinder, a documentary featuring Wyoming pro snowboarder Mark Carter. And that's going to be premiering tonight at the Grand Theater in Lander at 6 p.m. Those tickets are $10, and that gets you a raffle entry as well. And they have concessions and drinks available for purchase. You don't want to miss that. Thanks to our sponsors today, Lander Chamber, Flatstick Bar and Grill, Myers Gambles, Teton Therapy, Lander Ace Hardware, Sage West, White Buffalo Recovery Center, Palace Pharmacy, and Impact 307. A note to our listeners, tomorrow's show, this one went a little longer. Tomorrow is going to start a little earlier. We've got some scheduling conflicts with some of the sports that are coming up. So we're going to be starting Coffee Time tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. So you heard it here. Apologies to anyone who didn't know that ahead. We just found out about these sporting events that are going to be coming up. So we're going to be doing an early show tomorrow starting at 9 a.m. instead of 9:30. And it will go back to 9:30 starting Monday next week. Thanks again to all of our listeners, and have a great rest of your day.